Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. What do we got coming up this hour of the show? Later on in the 7 o'clock hour, we will have the phone lines open for you if you got something you want to talk about. Coming up after our farm and ranch report, doctor, we've got Dr. Nan Hayworth, former member of Congress out of New York 19, also the is a member of the Independent Women's Forum Board of Directors and the chairman of Conserve America Board of Directors as well. So Dr. Nan Hayworth coming up. We're going to talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill and what all is in that One Big Beautiful Bill. In fact, from a Montana-specific standpoint, thanks to our producer, Caden, for printing up some of these stories that I shared on our Montana Talks website, because here is one of those headlines. Waitresses rejoice. I saw some lady on Facebook complaining, why are you focusing on the waitresses and not the waiters? Because conservatives care about women. Liberals don't. It's obvious, right? She was complaining on Senator Steve Daines' page because he shared our Montana Talk stories. But anyway, here was a list sent out by Senator Steve Daines' office highlighting just some of the wins for Montana included in the bill. 22,000 Montana jobs protected, 200,000 Montana seniors benefiting from no tax on Social Security, nearly $3,000 in savings for the average Montana family, no sale of public lands. The Democrats really hate that one. They're really mad. The Democrats are really mad. They really wanted public lands to be sold, but it didn't happen. Montana Republicans blocked it, so the Democrats are really mad about that one. The Bull Mountains mine near Roundup will stay open. Democrats are also really mad about that one. Requires timber sales on Forest Service and BLM land, increasing Montana's board feet to approximately $250 million. Democrats are also mad about that one. Requires onshore gas leasing in Montana. Every single one of these, I could do the little Joe Biden whisper. Democrats are mad about that one, but I'll stop now. Eliminates $200 excise tax on short-barreled rifles and shotguns. That's great news. Now, why would Democrats be mad about that one? Because they hate guns. They want to take away your guns. They support gun control. But also, remember, the history of the Democrat Party. The Democrats right now are freaking out. Who's going to pick all the cotton? Who's going to pick all the crops? Who's going to shovel your sidewalk in Big Sky if they don't get all their illegals in here? The Democrats had a poll tax. They charged a tax to try to block black people in the South from being able to vote. The Democrats have had a tax on your Second Amendment rights to try to prevent all Americans, especially black people, because they really don't want black people to have guns, from exercising your Second Amendment rights. So that's why they had this tax in place. The Republicans are now doing away with it. Sets aside $50 billion to fund rural hospitals. The Democrats won't even tell you about that one. Expands telehealth access for Montanans as well. So that's just a list put together by Senator Steve Daines' office. You can see the full list, montanatalks.com. And we'll talk with the doctor about that. Doctor, around 7:25 this morning. I think we got another doctor in the house right after this. All right. Hey, there he is. All right. Stand by.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and storms possible, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay up around 80. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances, especially early, and then temperatures will drop back down in the lower 50s in Bozeman to about the 60-degree range in Billings. Partly sunny skies develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Both medical practitioners and patients themselves are using artificial intelligence more and more to help diagnose illnesses and injuries. But there's increasing concern about it. More than 2,000 medical professionals interviewed as part of a new study found the use of generative AI tools in healthcare is becoming far more prevalent. But critics say misinformation about conditions is having a negative impact on patients. The Elsevier's Clinician of the Future 2025 survey found 74% of U.S. clinicians say medical misinformation is standing in the way of patients complying with recommended treatments. More than half of respondents said they're spending time correcting patients' misconceptions based on false or misleading health information they got from AI. This as the AI global healthcare market is a booming business. Last year alone, bringing in an estimated $26 billion. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I should see if Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan actually want to stick around even longer today. Anyway, I'll chat with them during the break if they can stick around a little longer. But I've had this clip queued up, ready to rock and roll. I said, next time I talk with Dr. Williams and Dr. Jordan from Billings Last Diet, I want to play this clip for them. Have you guys ever heard of this comedian, Nate Bargatze? He's hilarious, and he's clean. You know, it's hard to find a clean comedian that you can actually watch with family and everything. This guy is clean, and he's hilarious. But listen to one of his jokes that caught my eye. This was like a reel on Instagram or something that caught my eye here recently.
My buddy told me, he's like, I'm going to lose weight for our 20-year reunion. And that always like feels, you know, you're like, what if you, why don't you lose it for the people that were in your life every day for the past 20 years? You've made your wife stare at your moose body for 15 years. Why don't you tone it up for her a little bit? He's like, no, I'll just save it for the people I hate.
Anyway, the Dr. Williams, you actually ran into Nate Bargatze.
I went to his show about 3 years ago.
Oh, you went to his actual show?
Yeah, I went to a show.
Oh, man.
Phenomenal.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great, yeah.
He's so deadpan.
Yeah.
He's just
dry sense of humor.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good.
Well, but I love that joke because, you know, you get people, yeah, I got my 20-year reunion. I'm going to go lose weight for that. And he's like, why don't you lose weight for the people that have been stuck with you for the last 20 years? Or like, you know, why don't you lose weight because you want to be around for your kids and your grandkids, you know?
You know, I heard a similar quote. It talks about, you know, fathers specifically, that's how I'll do anything for my family. And what they mean is I'll fight a bad guy or kill a dragon. And really what they should say is I'll change anything for my family. You know, you've got young kids at the house and you're making bad life choices. You're going to be 10 years less time with them and probably showing them some bad habits as well. And so if you can make those changes, I mean, really, you're if you do anything for your kids, choose health for your kids as opposed to go fight bad guys in the street or something like
that's
that.
That's a great point. Yeah, we will go hell and high water for our kids. Yeah. But yet, lose weight? Get a colonoscopy?
Right.
I did this yesterday, and the beauty is they knocked me out for the whole procedure. That anesthetist at the VA was my best friend. So I woke up, and it was like I just took a good nap. And no idea what happened, thankfully, and didn't, you know, lucky, didn't feel a thing. But Doc Williams, so I did the colonoscopy because now they're recommending it for younger people because it's the colon cancer is the number two killer. But they're seeing more and more young people all the time. And I asked the doc, I said, well, why are younger people getting it? He's like, well, we're not really sure, but we think it's diet related.
It's environmental. Yeah, it's what we're eating that's causing bad cells to be growing in your colon. Yeah,
you know, and we're seeing this huge movement now with the MAHA movement. You saw Coke just came out, and they're going to be using
cane sugar
as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. And what happens with our current standard American diet, the SAD diet, is we have so many processed foods. We have no idea the long-term effects in the gut. Well, we're starting to see it now.
Yeah.
The cancer and colon cancer and those type of things because of those high preservatives are just getting stuck in our body. We can't get rid of them. It's just like those forever chemicals. They're in there affecting our cells over and over and over again. And we just get, they metastasize and become those cancers.
It just kind of makes sense because that's where all that atom shift gets processed through, right?
You know?
Right. it just kind of makes sense. And it's interesting, too, Doc, that with that sugar cane sugar move by Coke, and people might be saying, wait, MAHA, what does sugar have to do with MAHA? Yeah. There's actually people who say a little bit of real sugar is much better for you than a lot of that fake sugar. That's why the Sugar Beet guys here in Montana are actually happy with the news as well.
So sugar gets a bad rap, rightfully so, because it spikes insulin levels, causes all kinds of problems. But it's way better than high fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. High fructose corn syrup is metabolized very, very differently than sugar is. High fructose corn syrup, fructose in particular, goes directly to the liver for metabolism. And this is why we're getting fatty liver disease. We have children with fatty liver disease, and it's because of the high fructose corn syrup. So I'm all in favor. I read that they aren't replacing Coke. They aren't replacing high fructose corn syrup Coke, but they're going to have an additional cane sugar Coke. I'm all in favor of going to UK and to Mexico where they don't have high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, we were in Djibouti, Africa, and we got to do this little beach outing, and they had Coke there. They have a Coke bottling plant, at least they did. I'm assuming they still do. And they use different sugar there.
Yeah, they do.
And it tasted different. It tasted better, frankly.
So, I don't know, did you drink Coke when you've gone down to Mexico? A few times you've gone down to Mexico?
I still did Coke Zero, but maybe I should have done the...
If you do Coke in Mexico, and it's...
Not the Hunter Biden
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Sorry, not the white stuff.
Yeah. But you can taste the difference,
if you drink Coca-Cola. Sorry, I've got to get a cola in there. Yeah, it's very different. Very different. It's people love Mexican Coke.
And we talk a lot with Billings Last Diet, being intentional. We're talking about drinking a Coca-Cola, which obviously is not the water's a better choice than Coca-Cola.
Earth's ale,
right? But if you're being intentional and being aware of what you're eating, that's what's important when it comes to overall health. That's talking about the those preservatives that you're consuming, the deli meats that really are just pumped full of preservatives. If you're just being intentional of what you're eating and being aware, you really are going to make changes for the better.
It's going to make huge lifestyle change, positive gains. That's why I encourage everybody, look, if you're wanting to, not just trim down for that 20-year reunion, but trim down for your wife who's had to stare at your moose body for 15 years, 20 years, as Nate Parker, get a hold of Billings Last Diet. I mean, I lost 30 pounds, thanks to Billings Last Diet. That was almost 8 years ago. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com. Or call 294-6751. And even if you don't live in the Billings area, their remote option is doing wonders. Tim's out there on the North Dakota border, lost 100 pounds using their remote option. All right, I've got another doctor right after this joining us on the show talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill. So we got to run. Stand by. I'll check in with Doc Williams and Doc Jordan during the break here as well.
A Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Stephen Colbert came out swinging on Monday night against CBS, ripping the company for ending not just his tenure, but the CBS Late Show. But he wrapped it mostly in humor. He said, okay, they say I'm losing $40 million a year. $24 million, yeah, but what would Paramount do with the other $16 million? Oh, wait. That, of course, the size of the settlement. The company of the Donald Trump lawsuit. He was backed up either sitting in the studio or making cameo appearances digitally by Jon Stewart, by John Oliver, by Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen. It goes on and on and on. And really, they're all behind him because they all hate CBS for doing this. He shouldn't have dropped the F-bomb. That was out of tune. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Oh, man, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. Tuesday's Montana Talks, it might get a little Western around here. Our friend John Jackson, the Joker from X. Whenever he's with us on the show, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. He has taken the reins of Tuesday's Montana Talks. He'll be here for the full show, taking your phone calls and more. You know how the show rolls, though. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and more. Tuesday's Montana Talks, John Jackson in the house.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks App with Lane Nordlund.
Day one of three for the Northern Livestock Video Auction Summertime Classic is in the books. Auctioneer Ty Thompson.
You know, we've said for a couple of years now that the cow calf man is in the driver's seat, and it's higher again today. I mean, I know we've had a couple of huge video sales last week that probably sold 450,000 head of cattle, and this sale's probably so far on the lighter calves is probably $10 to $14 higher than those sales were. We're probably $20 higher than our June sale was. Now I'm just talking. What we've worked on today is calves weighing 4 to 5:30, 5:40. That's kind of all we've sold here today. Started out this morning on wean calves. Started out right away with some 430-pound steers at 5:20. Of course, those were weaned. We had some programmed 540-pound steers. I believe they brought 475 or 80 on those wean calves. But most all the wean calves weighing in right around a type 5, early 5s would bring anywhere from 450 to 470 on those wean calves. Get into the balling calves. We had some little low 410-pounders bringing 530-something. We had some 400, quite a few of them 450 to 470 weight calves would bring up against $5 a pound on those calves. And that's what kind of took the jump.
The lighter weight heifers were also $30 higher from their June sale. Again, that sale runs Tuesday and Wednesday in Billings. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, as you guys heard in that last segment with Dr. Adele Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings last night, man, we covered a whole lot of topics. The MAHA agenda, real sugar in Coca-Cola. Now, I mentioned that I did it for the family. I got a colonoscopy, my first ever done yesterday, and thankfully they knocked me out for that. So we covered so many topics. So I was hoping they could stick around and join us here for a few more minutes later on in the hour, and thankfully they're going to stick around. But great now to have Dr. Nan Hayworth with us on the show. Dr. Hayworth is a former member of Congress out of New York, also is the Independent Women's Forum board of on the board of directors and the chair of Conserve America board of directors as well. Dr. Hayworth, great to have you on the show, and I think you got to listen in maybe to a little bit of our last segment. Any thoughts on that before we talk about the One Big Beautiful Bill?
It is an honor to be with you. I am among the millions and millions of Americans who don't live in Montana but dream of it. And I've visited a few times, and oh, my God, it's just the most beautiful place. And I do have one thought to offer you. I am an ophthalmologist by profession. So I'm not, I didn't dedicate my career to nutrition, but I will offer this. Sugary soda is not good for your teeth, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or cane sugar, and the arguments for either one. I certainly think, you know, cane sugar is super if you're going to have sugar. The corn industry in Iowa may disagree with us, and they've had a powerful influence. Oh, dear. Somebody's, oh, so sorry. I thought that was you calling me back. I'm so sorry. I thought we might have got the call. But, so it is just good. No, I'm so sorry. It is just good to know for everybody that, you know, the combination of sugar and acids in soda, should make sugary soda, a treat, but not a regular part of your diet.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, great point. And it affects your eyes as well. In fact, while you were telling us about being an ophthalmologist, I pointed to Dr. Williams. I said, that's eyes, right? He said, yes, eyes. I was like, okay, good. Yeah, it'll affect your eyes, and you can have strokes in your eyes because of blood pressure, right?
Well, yes. That's the other point about, and I, by the way, I am a fan of the MAHA movement. Because it does refocus us on evidence-based recommendations in all things. And so many of the things that we were told in the early part, you know, in the 80s, the 90s, in the early part of the 21st century have proven to be exactly wrong. Eggs, whole eggs. I eat two whole eggs every day. They're great for you. Butter is not an enemy. Lean red meat is good for you.
Exactly.
So there's all kinds of ways.
The saturated fat in beef is actually good for you. I mean, everything in control, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Everything we were told was bad.
That's right, because what happened? Well, the American diet, instead of having healthy fats and great protein, but especially on the fat side, we started substituting in all of these carbs. And that's one thing you don't actually need to, and the doctors, I think, probably agree with me. Your body can make its own carbs. You actually don't have to have extra carbs in your diet. And the biggest problem with the morning bowl of cereal, quite honestly, I mean, food dyes are one thing, but it's the carbs. They're like, why are you eating a bowl of cereal in the first place? What you should be having, is a couple of eggs and some good, maybe some bacon, moderation too, but, some good meat with protein, some nice whole grains, whole grain bread, with some good butter or cheese, and some milk. I love milk. Dairy, I think, is great.
You're just preaching to the choir here. All three of us are shaking our heads. We've gotten to have so many of these great conversations over the years. Yeah, and so I told both of them, hey, if you guys want to jump in on the conversation here, just, raise your hand, and we'll have you throw out a question or a comment here as well. Or I can talk with them in a few minutes after the next break as well. But let's talk also about the One Big Beautiful Bill. That was the real reason we wanted to get you on. But this has been incredible, though. But from a doctor's perspective, we've talked about, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, tax relief for working class families, you name it. But from a medical standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint, what else is beautiful about this One Big Beautiful Bill?
Well, I know you know the answer, Aaron, and our doctors. For one thing, it takes 1.4 million people present illegally in this country and not entitled to any benefits from America's hardworking taxpayers, takes them off the Medicaid rolls.
Huge.
So that, that allows those resources, which are precious, to be dedicated to the Americans who most need them. And that is a very important way. Again, President Trump, I was talking about this with another friend yesterday. He is arguably the most transformative president in our history, I would say, for good, right alongside our first president, George Washington, and President Abraham Lincoln. Honest to goodness.
What a remarkable first 6 months. That reminds me, I've got a soundbite here from Caroline Leavitt just going over the first 6 months of his presidency. I mean, remarkably transformational. And it's I think it's exactly what this country needed to save this country as a republic for the next 250 years as we approach our 250th birthday. One of the other things in the Big Beautiful Bill is, of course, it cracks down on the fraud in these government-funded health programs as well. And that's important because the more fraud that happens, the more you're taking away money from the actual people in need who actually need these programs, right? The most vulnerable in our society.
Aaron, one of the revelations, and you're so right about the president's election, and especially for our 250th, it's almost like the good Lord had a plan for him in so many ways. When you look at what Doge did in revealing how much of our taxpayer dollars have gone to basically a gigantic money laundering scheme for big government, which is mostly Democrat constituencies. There are some Republicans, too, so I'm not taking my own party off the hook, but mostly Democrat constituencies. And all these taxpayer dollars that went through well-meaning programs, right, or things that sounded good, including in Medicaid, very heavily in Medicaid, and they went to so-called nonprofits and non-governmental organizations, charged with carrying out certain roles that, frankly, they never get right, which is why we end up with perpetual, poverty and need and problems. One of the major reasons we have a lot of problems that should have been solved. By golly, President Trump and his administration are proving that, yes, if you're actually serious about respecting the American citizen, about respecting American values, and getting things done with no nonsense, you can do it. Look what Sean Duffy's doing in the Department of Transportation.
Incredible, yeah. The other thing, we've got a couple less than a couple of minutes here before we go to our break, and we really appreciate your time this morning, Congresswoman and Dr. Nan Hayworth.
Just call me Nan.
All right. The fake news media is running with the fake propaganda from the Democrats here in Montana. Oh, this is cutting rural health care. Isn't there $50 million in here? Actually, more than that.
Yep.
For rural health care in particular, $50 billion. With a B. Yeah, there we go. For rural hospitals.
Exactly. President Trump has worked very hard on policy, and he started in his first administration to make the delivery of care to Americans who live in the beautiful parts of our country that, you know, where the land is gorgeous and, you know, mankind is fewer in number, including telehealth and COVID. So he cares deeply about making sure that people have access to care that is effective, that these resources are used properly. And there's a lot more to come.
Yeah, telehealth is so key here in Montana. You drive one corner to the other, it's like driving from D.C. to Chicago. And so why should a veteran have to drive 6 hours to go do an appointment that could be done via video? Dr. Nan Hayworth, yes. Nan, great to have you on the show. We got to do this again. This was a great time. Appreciate your time.
I would be honored, and I appreciate your voice. Thank you so much for letting me be your guest.
Thank you. Let's get you back here to Montana one of these days. Come visit.
I cannot wait. It is a favorite place for our family, and I will definitely be honored to be back. Thank you, sir.
All right. Tell the other New Yorkers, though, that it's an awful place, and there's just grizzlies everywhere. You don't want to go. It's seriously an awful place.
No.
Montana Talks. Will you get the mic? Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Well, that was great to have former Congresswoman and Dr. Nan Hayworth on the show talking about the MAHA agenda, Make America Healthy Again, talking about more of the healthcare specific stuff included in the One Big Beautiful Bill and more. It was funny, if we would have had, you know, video or audio recording in the studio while Dr. Nan Hayworth was talking about, you know, sugar and corn syrup versus all this other stuff, you would have thought you were in like some Southern Methodist church with Amen. it was like preach, sister. Amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was Dr. Williams and Dr. Jordan. They were hands in the air, just preaching, sister.
You asked us to raise a hand and join in if we had anything to say, and I had nothing to say. She said it all.
She said it all for you. Yeah. Anything that stood out to you guys in that conversation there?
Well, regarding the One Big Beautiful Bill, the stress on the healthcare system and the relief for the stress on the healthcare system with the One Big Beautiful Bill is going to be significant, I think, because of the overutilization of illegal immigrants that are receiving the healthcare benefits and overwhelming the hospitals and the clinics.
But I'll say this, the biggest relief to the medical system, especially here, would be lose weight. I mean, Dr. Williams mentioned a while ago, he has an associate that works in the emergency area, and he says 70-80% of the people who come into the emergency room have some weight-related problem. You know, they're obese. They're had a heart attack, and they're obese. They're, you know, having a stroke, and they're obese. I mean, it is amazing how many people go into that emergency area in the hospital with obesity as a comorbidity, as a cofactor to what's going on with them.
Well, and you guys were kind of talking off air during the commercial break, and I've heard this from firefighters and others. You know, how many of our first responder calls, you think about, so in some cities in Montana, like Billings, for example, when a 911 call goes out, you don't just have an ambulance that potentially responds to that call, but the firefighters respond to every single call as well. How many calls, how much time and energy and money is wasted on, I'm not necessarily ways, I don't want to say that, but I think you could say that because there are some repeat offenders that will call in just for whatever, right? But how much of that is spent, is utilized on, you know, on this very issue, because of this very issue and all the health challenges that it creates, right?
Well, it's a huge, and we talk about kind of there's a problem there, and there's really no way to solve the problem fully, but just to manage it, and it's just been poorly managed with the government stepping in and saying, we'll just take care of it. The real solution is make a choice for yourself, like we talked about. Make a right choice for your health and don't be part of the problem.
The challenge is it's not something you can solve in a week.
It's hard.
Or in a month.
Yeah.
It's something, it's a mindset. It's a lifestyle change that has to happen. That's why we're a big fan of the Make America Healthy Again, is because we have to address those problems long term. We didn't get to an obesity epidemic over a 1 year, 2 year, or a 10 year period of time. We got to an obesity epidemic over a 40 or 50 year period of time, and so.
Well, and even if you know the basics, like okay, try to avoid carbs, eat meat, protein, veggies. Well, you might think, okay, I'm going to go get this big lunch meat laden whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, no, actually, that processed food, as we talked about earlier, actually, no, that's not good for you. That's not healthy. So here's the kind of protein you should have. And that's why a coach is so important. You know, some of the best athletes in the world have they all have a coach, but they also have a personal trainer that can guide them through the process. And so there's so many people that try to lose weight on their own and they can't do it, or they don't realize, like, I didn't know I needed to take salt supplements while I'm eating clean. No wonder I plateaued. And that's where these diet coaches come in, are so effective.
And that's the whole education process. If you want to develop a lifestyle that's sustainable long-term, you have to know why you're doing it, and you have to have a fundamental understanding of how your body works. And that's been our whole goal for the past 15 years with Billings Last Diet, is to educate people about the effects of food that has on their body and how your body processes foods. And then you can make, as Dr. Jordan mentioned earlier, a conscientious decision. You can be make an educated decision on the food choices that you make. And that's where the success comes. It's not a quick fix. Billings Last Diet isn't a quick fix, as you well know. It was, the weight came off relatively quickly, but your lifestyle has continued now for over 7 years.
Yeah. When we were talking about sugar and Coca-Cola now moving to sugar cane sugar instead of
high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, it was interesting because luckily that same day I ran into a friend of mine who grew up farming sugar beets and then now works in the sugar beet industry as well, on the refining marketing side, let's just say. And I said, yeah, I was interested in hearing your take on this. He's like, oh, we think it's great because whatever promotes real sugar is kind of like the tide that lifts all boats from their standpoint. Mm-hmm. But to that point, you guys have taught me, and your diet coaches have taught me so much over the years. You know, you get people that they're trying to make healthier decisions, so they'll drink Diet Pop, for example.
Yeah.
And they'll drink 32-ounce Diet Pops, and then they'll go back to the gas station for another refill 2 hours later. And it's like, I think, Doc Williams, you were the one that told me that if you have, and that's why you limit people and when they're on the diet, just do one, you know, artificially flavored beverage a day if you absolutely need something. But because if you have too much fake sugar, your body thinks it's ingesting real sugar.
Mm-hmm. And you're not getting energy. So you're taking in those, but your body thinks there should be energy there, but it's not. So you crave more. And so you go to the fast food place and you order a Diet Coke, a large fry, and a 4,000 calorie sandwich with it. So it's really, you need to just make sure you're thinking through the process with an educated mind, and most people need help on figuring out what the educated mind for health is, because we've been sold a bad bill of goods for the last 40 years.
Well, and Dr. Nan mentioned it. She said that, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we were told so many lies about food. I mean, she's, you know, the oatmeal and the breakfast cereal, that was just a marketing ploy to get kids to eat their product, and it really just makes them more hungry. It doesn't provide the energy they need throughout the day. Good, healthy eggs, she mentioned, as well as meats, cheeses, those healthy fats to get your day started. That is a huge benefit relative to the simple carbohydrates that you just burn through, and then you're craving food all day long.
Well, that's something that I've made a more recent change in. So, you know how you can get, like, the packaged hard-boiled eggs, or you can make your own whole. I thought that's a very good snack. What I used to do is just eat the egg whites and salt and pepper them, because I just like the egg whites anyway. I wasn't big on the hardened yolk. I'd rather have the. But anyway, but in that book that I was listening to a while back about change your diet, change your mind, and about how ketosis fuels your brain. And even when I was preparing for the colonoscopy the other day, when you have to flush your system and you can't eat anything, I don't think I ate anything other than beef broth and whatever the liquids you could have for like 31 hours. Would have been a lot harder if I hadn't been on Billings' Last Diet before. But you get this rush from being in ketosis, essentially. Yeah. And so it feeds your brain. But that book talked about how beef is the original superfood. Like a steak is like the original superfood. But what Dr. Nan Hayworth earlier said, she says, I eat the whole egg. Because it used to be like, well, don't do the yolks, just eat egg whites. Mm-hmm. And now they're like, no, the whole egg is what packs that whole nutritional punch and all the vitamins and the nutrients that are in that whole egg. It's incredibly good for you. And don't listen to what they say about cholesterol. What they said to you about cholesterol is wrong.
So we were told that our cholesterol is high because we're consuming too much cholesterol. That's why the ban on eggs came, and we had just egg whites. Well, your cholesterol levels has very, very little to do with the food that you consume that contains cholesterol. You eat sugar, it'll drive your cholesterol through the roof, because insulin spikes, and insulin is what determines whether your body's producing cholesterol or not. And so that's the problem with the 80s is we just bought into the low fat. So that's why another reason you weren't supposed to eat the egg yolk is because of the fat content. It was just a.
Now there's some people though that they take the whole keto, what's it called, the carnivore diet, right. And I know it's working for a lot of people, so I don't want to throw shade on that. But some people think, oh, I can just eat all the fat I want. Yeah,
you can't eat all the fat you want and lose weight necessarily because you're not in a caloric deficit. A lot of people that are eating keto, a keto diet, eating fats and proteins, they'll gain weight because they're getting too many calories.
And that same book that I mentioned, they also said that actually people, so she's had people that have done this carnivore diet, and she said, but then they keep, actually some add weight. A lot of people lose weight, but some add weight. It's because, well, they think dairy's okay. And she said that when you eat dairy, too much dairy, it actually makes you hungrier, and you want to keep eating more. So I thought that was interesting, too.
So when you, milk in particular, it has sugar in it. It's called lactose. And so anything that ends in OSE is a sugar. Fructose, sucrose, galactose, maltose, lactose. And so it can cause the cravings.
Well, Dr. Jordan, Dr. Dale Williams, Billings Last Diet, great to have both of you. Thanks for sticking longer. You know, one of these days we're going to run out of stuff to talk about, but it hasn't happened yet. In 8 years, it hasn't happened yet. I always get excited talking to you guys. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
All right. The huge accomplishments of President Trump in the last 6 months. We'll play that for you next.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So here goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fox News commentary.
Socialist and New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani is taking a little overseas summer vacay to Africa. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Democratic socialist and New York City mayoral frontrunner Zoran Mondani is taking an extended summer vacation to Uganda with his wife in the middle of his campaign efforts. He posted about it and even poked fun at himself for the trip, anticipating the headlines and backlash, and he got it. But what's really wild here is that the socialist and some would say communist candidate has supported the abolition of private property, yet strangely he owns 4 acres of land in Uganda that's valued at upwards of $250,000. To wrap this all up in a big bow of hypocrisy, the socialist candidate who demonizes wealth, the wealthy, and private ownership is taking some privileged R&R time to an international trip to celebrate his anniversary, likely on the acres of private land he owns in his native country. You just can't make this stuff up. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine today, along with some scattered showers and storms possible, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature readings will, meanwhile, stay up around 80. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chances, especially early, and then temperatures will drop back down in the lower 50s in Bozeman to about the 60-degree range in Billings. Partly sunny skies develop Thursday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Hey, if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump had a post on Truth Social calling for the NFL to restore the Washington Redskins name. He throttled down with another post on Truth Social. Check it out. I've got all that.
.com/row. And while you're there, check out my latest dirty job. It's a good one.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, man, I was just having too much fun with that conversation, starting with Dr. Jordan and Dr. Williams, and then continuing with Dr. Nan Hayworth there, talking about the One Big Beautiful Bill. If you want a rundown of what all is in the One Big Beautiful Bill from a Montana standpoint, go to MontanaTalks.com. The other thing that I've got linked in that story is a link on the White House website. You can click Montana on the map. And let's say you're a waitress. Or some of the Democrats were really mad that we highlighted the waitresses instead of the waiters. Waiters too. Waiters too. I know you guys were so offended that we mentioned waitresses and not waiters. Even the waiters can go to the White House website right now. Click on Montana, and they have a calculator. You can calculate what your typical tips are, what your typical wage is, and you can see just how much tax relief you now get thanks to Donald J. Trump and our Republican congressional delegation. There you go. Let's see. The first 6 months of President Donald J. Trump, my goodness, the first 30 days were incredible. The first 90 days were incredible. And the hits keep coming. Here's Caroline Levitt.
Yesterday, as you all know, we celebrated 6 months of the Trump administration. It's been a pleasure to work with all of you day in and day out here at the White House. 6 months, the most transparent administration in history, if I may add. And I know the president just wanted me to highlight his accomplishments over the past 6 months. As you all remember, because you all covered it on the campaign trail, the president really promised the American people many things. But at the top of that list was to defeat the Biden inflation crisis and to secure our border and our homeland. And I think you've all seen in 6 months' time, the president has delivered on those two core campaign promises. Inflation is now running at a 2.1% annual rate. You look at our southern border, look at the numbers. Just last month, 0 illegal aliens were released into our country. And then look at what the president has done on the world stage. He has ended wars like India and Pakistan. He continues to work aggressively to end the war in Russia and Ukraine. He completely obliterated Iran's nuclear sites. He has continued to hopefully negotiate a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza to end that conflict and release all of the hostages. We've seen many of the hostages released as a result of this president's efforts. And this president is working around the clock every day to deliver on the promises he made. You also look at some of the cultural issues, to abolish DEI from our federal government and our military, to effectively end men men in women's sports, which is a huge common sense policy that the American people support. And then if you look at the president's strong executive orders that have effectively ended the chemical castration of young children in our country, just today, Washington, D.C. Children's Hospital in this city has announced they are no longer going to be prescribing puberty blockers to minors. This is a huge win for America and our children. There's certainly more work to do, and the president is doing it right now, and he will continue for the next 3.5 years, but certainly we've accomplished so much in just 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. When you look at this six-month run that President Trump and, more importantly, the United States of America is on right now. When we were talking earlier with Dr. Nan Hayworth about, you know, and she mentioned just all of the wins that President Trump is racking up, and just what a remarkable transformational president. What was the word she used? She says it's as if God had a plan for him. Isn't it funny how the way God will use people, and sometimes the people that you least expect to do some of the most remarkable things? Isn't that just amazing? So imagine what he can do for you. Imagine what you can do. You know what I'm saying? No matter what your background is, no matter what you have done in life or didn't do in life. And some of you thinking, but I'm old now, I'm retired, you're up there. Well, you know what? Some of the most remarkable people. I had a great pastor named Alex Che, Korean-American guy. And he gave a sermon one time about how some of the most amazing things were done by some of the most amazing people in their 70s. In their 70s. So what can you do today? What can we do to save this republic for another 250 years as we approach America's 250th birthday? All right, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, what do we got? I think we got open phones next hour and for the 9 o'clock hour, too. President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Hey, if you guys missed it, over the weekend, President Trump had a post on Truth Social calling for the NFL to restore the Washington Redskins name. He throttled down with another post on Truth Social. Check it out. I've got all that and more. MontanaTalks.com. Better yet, get the Montana Talks app. You'll see it there.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.